It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, every year at this time, millions of America's young people prepare to return to school and are out shopping with their families for school supplies and clothing. In the last 25 years, the majority of school-related products went from being almost exclusively made in America to largely foreign-made. This year, because of the efforts of supporters of the Buy American Made campaign, there has been some improvement, but as you can see from the labels on products, foreign-made still far outweighs American-made products. During the last few weeks, while shopping, I looked at school-related items and I spoke with several sales representatives. This year, in addition to seeing more items with Made in America labels, I also found that store personnel were more responsive to inquiries regarding items made in the United States of America. I also hear reports from sales representatives that people are speaking up about the Made in America issue, and I feel we have helped to maintain and also create more jobs for American workers in the school supplies industry. As you shop for school and fall season items, I urge all of you to alert store personnel of your concerns so they pass on the word to managers, owners, and investors. If you don't like the responses that you receive from your inquiries from the clerks, then walk out the door and shop elsewhere. No business these days wants to see customers walking away because their stores have become an outlet for foreign-made products. If we continue our efforts to support the Buy American Made campaign and contact our elected officials and also business leaders, we will continue to see a broader selection of American-made products in stores across America and more Americans employed. Thanks for being part of the Buy American Made campaign. I encourage you to discuss our efforts with your family members and friends and also your neighbors, and also ask them to spread the word to others. Together, we are making a difference, and I thank you for your participation. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.